There really is only one thing ever going on in your mind and in your physical reality, because there's just really, we know that the New Thought teachers and many other worthies will say there are these different laws of the universe. We don't ever really speak of such things, because from where we sit and the way we bring things to the table, there really is only one universal law. And that is the law of unconditional love. So the only thing that is ever happening in your mind or in your physical reality is the expansion of this unconditional love. And to call it a law, we find very silly, because it sounds like it's that thing that you can sort of maybe opt into or opt out of with penalties or consequences, when in fact you can't. We've often said that unconditional love feels like what water tastes like. There's not enough contrast. In fact, there's no contrast to it whatsoever to be able to detect what it actually is. Because there's no place where unconditional love does not exist. There's nowhere where you can go where you can experience it, because you bring it with you wherever you go. And we're talking here in consciousness, although it is also true in physical terms. Your physical reality is an expansion of unconditional love through form. Temporary, yes. Transitory, most definitely. Not designed to live forever. Not designed to exist forever. But it is a form through which unconditional love is passing. But the construction of the form itself, this dream that you are inhabiting, is actually made from unconditional love. Which is why you can have things that do not look like what you would consider to be love, because it is unconditional. Loving as a way of expressing oneself is not the same thing as unconditional love. Loving is affection, it's compassion, it's kindness. Unconditional love contains those things, but it also contains their so-called opposites. It allows you to have the perception, a better well put, of their opposites. Their opposites, in fact, do not exist. But you can perceive them, and you are not penalized, because the unconditional law of unconditional love is very simple. It exists. It is all that is. And you are it. Now, we don't expect anyone to run around and talk about this unconditional law of unconditional love, because it really is rather silly. There's no opposite to it. There's nothing to compare it to. There's nothing to contrast it with, because it's all that is. What's much more interesting and much more relevant and much more fascinating and much more delicious is to play with the elements of unconditional love as you are doing, as you are so-called awake, here today, in this day, where you are, as you are, in the way you are. We highly recommend that you notice that there is something really, truly wonderful in play when you are looking at what it is that is happening on your behalf and to your benefit. You're in this moment right now, right here, with what you have brought forth and what is happening on your behalf and to your benefit here. And the unconditional love that is moving through you is quite astonishing. It's quite delicious, in fact. But it doesn't have any contrast. The contrast is in what you make with it. You are the one who is inserting contrast into reality. You are the reason why red is not the same as orange, which is not the same as yellow, which is not the same as green, which is not the same as blue, which is not the same as indigo. You are the reason why salty and sweet are different, and sour and bitter are different. You are the reason why pebbly and smooth are different. You are the reason why sweet is different than sour. You are the reason why things are different from each other. You came here to play, and you are playing. It is not a big deal where you are or what you're doing. What is happening here is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. and wondrous things are occurring that are quite magical and delicious and delightful indeed. Something powerful is at play here, and it is happening on your behalf and to your benefit. We do recommend that you recognize that this is what is going on and give yourself credit for having the magic that is within you, that is literally coming through your fingertips and through the bottoms of your toes and through the tip of your nose and from the top of your head. And look at what is happening, that your body is walking around in this physical reality, letting it happen now. It's not coming through your body, but it is happening for your body, on your body's behalf, and to your body's benefit. Pretty much anything that you can think of that you desire to have more of, that has any substantive value, has to do with how it will affect your body, what it is for in terms of your body. Now, if there was with us someone who considered themselves to be an ascetic, they might say, well, any attempt to mold physical reality around the body is a ridiculous proposition because it goes against the true nature of the spiritual being. There's lots and lots and lots of different ways to talk about this. But we're of the opinion, and we could be wrong because we're not there, but your physical reality is actually there for your body, not in spite of your body. And your body is not a detriment or a deterrent to you experiencing the truth of who you are. It can actually be a channel by which you do so. But your body is actually quite neutral. It is neither for something nor is it against something. It is following your lead. The only thing that it is for, and all of the components of everything around you, around your body, that is, the only thing that they are for is for you. They are on your side, and they are working for you on your benefit and to your behalf. You're in the middle of great magic, and it is magic that you have conjured up. And part of the magic is the contrast that you have given all of the components of your physical reality. One of the things that we notice with our physical friends is that when you are attempting to look at what it is that is happening and trying to define the problem and trying to define the solution, you're missing the point. We understand the logical underpinnings of such ideas and the reason why it would be a really good idea, but we're here to remind you it isn't really that good of an idea at all. What is a really good idea right here and right now is to let yourself have what it is that you desire. What is a really good idea right here and right now is to bring yourself to the table and notice that the table that is in front of you is the table that you have set out, the table that you have brought forth, the table that you are interacting with, the table that is there for you on your behalf and to your benefit and exists solely for you. This is not a call to narcissism. This is a reminder of who you really are. And you are an amazing being of light, astonishing in shape and form, abundant in all ways, coming forth in wonderful, magnificent, and delightful and delicious ways. You are here because there is something that is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. When we talk about the power of letting it happen, what we are talking about is how this reality, this body, these ideas about self, these points of contrast are all happening for you. Letting it happen now, all that that means is that you're getting out of the way of allowing the good that you have called forth to actually come forth, not only through your perception, but through your experience. Not only perceiving the good that is there, perceiving the benefit that is there, perceiving the ways in which these things are working for you in alignment and in delight and with magic, but also noticing that as good as everything is, it's only getting better, and also noticing that the experiential part of this, the things that you can taste and touch and smell, the things you can perceive, the things that you can interact with through the sensory capacities of your body, In other words, what you can touch, what you can taste, what you can smell, what you can hear, what you can see, that these things are happening for you as well. Letting it happen now just means you're letting it happen now. Now, to be quite clear, you have opinions about all of this. You have thoughts about all of this, some of which are interesting, some of which are helpful, all of which are likely fascinating, but none of which, if it does not feel better to think the thought, are relevant. The only relevant thought you have about anything is one that feels better. And that feels better, feels worse distinction is there to help you to recognize what it is that is happening for you, as opposed to those things that you have conjured up within your own mind, but which are no longer useful. They're not bad, they're not wrong, they're just no longer useful. They had their place, they had their time at some point in the past, and now you're just conjuring them up again because of the association, vibrational, that is, that connects them to whatever it is that you're looking at or feeling into or paying attention to. You have the opportunity to change your mind about anything at any time. And by changing your mind, we don't mean you're going to change what you're thinking. Changing your mind is a colloquial way that we would use to describe you putting your attention on something else. You don't actually change your mind. Your mind doesn't need to be changed. Your mind is an evolving, expanding concept and construct that is the originator and the creator of that which you are experiencing, including you as yourself. Change your mind doesn't really mean that you're going to change something. You're just going to put your attention on something else. Remember this law of unconditional love is all about the fact that thoughts are changing themselves on their own. They're expanding. They're becoming more of what they are. And more of what they are doesn't mean that they're becoming more of the same. What is actually happening is because unconditional love is moving out in all directions, becoming more of itself, it's becoming increasingly more diverse. It's taking on new characteristics and new qualifications and new quantifications and new, whole new ideas of what it means to be what it is. Part of the way that that happens is your physical experience, because when you are physically manifesting in physical form, you are on the leading edge of the unconditional love that you are, becoming more of what it is. Great and wondrous things are occurring here. And you are in the middle of it. Even when it seems as though things are not going your way, even when it seems as though things are happening that you don't like, that's just a problem of perception. It isn't a problem of manifestation, as we like to say. All that's really happening is you're just noticing that there's something you don't like. You can take it to be the truth of who you are, but you'll be mistaken. And you'll know that you're mistaken because it's not going to feel very good. In fact, it's going to feel quite lousy. We recommend that you pay attention to who you are and put your attention on the fact of the truth of who you are, where you are in this moment, at this time, and in this way. There's something quite astonishing, something quite powerful, something quite delightful indeed about being who you are, where you are, in the way you are, right here and right now. It's quite powerful. It really and truly is. It's quite powerful. So, today we invite you, as you think about what it means to let it happen now, we invite you to just simply, in a very general way, although you can apply it as specifically as you want, because you can drill down to as fine a detail as you can imagine. And it will still be the case that you are unconditional love. And that what you're observing, what you're proposing to let happen, is an explanation and an expansion and an opening into and becoming more of unconditional love. It's how unconditional love is becoming more of itself. You breathing in and breathing out right now, you with the heart that is beating, you are on the leading edge of this unconditional love becoming more of itself. This moment right here, right now, is that leading edge. It's not somewhere else. It's not going to be somewhere else that you're going to go to or get to. You don't go over to the leading edge. You are quite literally, as you lean into what is becoming, as you lean into that, we used to talk about imagining yourself on a boat that is crossing the water, and that where you are, as you are thinking about what is coming, what is arising, you are leaning into and becoming the point that is the most into the future that is possible from where you sit. It's not that you're leaning into over there. You're leaning into that which you are becoming. And that's what you're here for. That's where the delight is. Now, that doesn't mean you don't think about the past or the future that's beyond what you can lean into. But when you're doing that, you're doing it from where you're standing, on the edge of the boat, as it cuts across the water. It's amazing where you are, really. And we highly recommend that you notice it, because as you notice it, you begin to let it happen. Now, to let it happen for you, to let all that you have called forth, all that you are in the midst of bringing forth on your behalf and to your benefit, you are bringing all of this in wonderful, delightful, and delicious ways to the table and allowing it to evolve and occur and experience it as it is calling forth you to experience. Because after all, these ideas of delight and wonder and magic, they want to be expressed through you. They do, they do, they do. And you're here to be the channel of that. Because after all, you're the one who's giving life to all of this. You are the reason why it exists. Unless you think we're talking about something either narcissistic or nihilistic, we do really want to remind you that since this is an unconditional statement, there's nothing you can be in opposition to. So there's nothing to gain by being at the center of everything, because you have everything already. You are in the middle of this magic, and this magic is happening for you. Here today, what we brought to you is not a lesson or an instruction, for that is not what we offer. It's not what we're about, and it's not anything we're interested in. What we've offered you here today is a reminder of who you are, because you are this unconditional love, and you are that which is coming forth into the manifestation of an astonishing, powerful, delicious, and delightful physical reality that is operating for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And all is well, right where you are, right here and right now. So we'll leave you with that, inviting you again and again and again to go deeper and deeper and deeper into all of this, knowing that as good and as wonderful and powerful as all of this is, just realizing that you are sitting here on the leading edge doing whatever it is that you're doing, and it's exactly right, that as good as all of this is and as powerful as all of this is and as amazing as all of this is, it really and truly is only getting better and better and better from here.